Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. I love to answer your questions on the Real Estate Espresso Podcast. We host AMA episodes, that is, Ask Me Anything. If you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. On today's show, we're examining the idea of seeing over the horizon. The horizon is the distance that you can see before the curvature of the earth obscures what's just a little bit further away. Generally speaking, for an observer standing on the ground with a height of 2 meters, about 6 feet, the horizon is at a distance of 5 kilometers, just over 3 miles. You cannot see over the horizon, but that's not the only horizon that exists. We as humans construct many artificial horizons. These are horizons in time, financial horizons, career horizons, all kinds of horizons. There are even horizons in the game of chess. Some chess players only think one or two moves ahead. World-class grandmasters can see anywhere from 15 to 20 moves ahead. It's said that Garry Kasparov knew he'd lost a game 11 moves before he was ultimately defeated. The horizon for Garry Kasparov is substantially further than for most other chess players. That's why he was the world champion for many, many years. You may know some people who only plan a few days ahead. That's their planning horizon. I have to say I'm frustrated some days when my children plan family events that are firmly on the calendar only a few days in advance. It's no surprise that New Year's Eve happens on December 31st. Why would someone plan their New Year's Eve celebration only a few days in advance? Why would you plan a birthday celebration at the last minute? None of these are a surprise. Rather, they're indicative of a short planning horizon. But we're not talking about a real horizon, because you can't see over a real horizon. These time horizons are the result of habit. The real horizon is actually much further away. This is clearly evident in the learning process. When you first learn to drive a car, very simple, immediate tasks consume all of your attention. Holding the wheel, making sure you don't oversteer, getting that perfect timing between the clutch, the gas pedal, and the shift. The next turn has all of your attention. Your horizon may be only one or two city blocks away. That traffic jam that's 20 minutes down the road is not even on your radar. As you become more proficient, though, the planning horizon gets elongated. The mechanics of operating the car become second nature and require no active thought at all. You can focus your attention to planning your route, to managing risk of delays, to optimizing your fuel consumption and rest stops. Oftentimes, I see that I encounter a traffic jam or an impasse. The signs were often visible in plain sight. That real horizon was actually within my line of sight. If you're lying on the beach, you might only be able to see a few hundred yards. Someone standing up at a height of 6 feet can see about 3 miles, but an observer standing on a hill about 100 feet or 30 meters above sea level can see all the way 12 and a half miles. They can see almost 20 kilometers. How hard is it to find that higher vantage point so that you can see further? Often, all it takes is a conscious decision to seek out that higher vantage point so you can see further. Often, all it takes is a decision to plan further into the future. There's no real obstacle. Yes, you got to make some assumptions about how the future might unfold, but these can often be reasonable assumptions. And then there are people who seem to have the ability to see around corners. Do they have supernatural powers? Well, not really. All they have is experience. They can draw upon a history book of past projects that have similar metrics in terms of cost, schedule, resource requirements, and risks. They have relationships with experts, mentors, and consultants that they can draw upon to help double-check their assumptions. Each one of these steps creates a higher vantage point, enabling you to see further, to extend the horizon, and to ultimately see past the horizon. As you're thinking about that, step up to some higher ground and see further than you ever could before. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.